Chavtes Sif Vav. Alba Bishanovo Kahanim Yudayim Shachris, even the Kahanim washed their hands earlier in the morning, when they got up in the morning. Chosim Adotin Yudayim Adaparak, they have to wash their hands again. Shukhibar Yad Vazra, the till the wrist. Halevi Yotzik Maima Yudayim, the water is poured by Halevi. The Kahanim. The Levi, before he washes the hands of the Kohen, the Levi washes his own hands.
Never saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've definitely seen it. So by the Ashkenazim, the meaning is that they rely on the fact that they wash their hands earlier in the day. The Levi relies on that. The Kohen doesn't, the Levi does. I think that's by the Spartan, that's what the Levi does. The Levi washes his hands first.
Hold on. Friedman.
Okay. Sivkot and Yotes. Abishanolo Kahani Medeyim.
Yes.
Ikrenatila Asmuch Rabbanu Akroi. The concept of Natila, Chazal found a pasuk for it and a smachta for it. Pasuk is a pasuk in Tillim. See the Kurdish, Baruch Hashem. You should raise your hands up for Kurdish, and then you give a bracha. So Yudechem, we clamor Kishatim. So Yudechem, they should be Kurdish. Kachro is some betchila. If you're going to raising your hands to see his kapayim, the person has to make sure that the hands are Kurdish. They've been washed beforehand. Behind the Natila, which was all understood to mean, concept of the Natila. Okay. Then you give the bracha. So this has to be done with water. We can't by tefillah the luck is a person doesn't have water, so you can cleanse your hands by using anything which will cleanse the hands, rubbing against wood, etc. Over here, that's not an option. It has to be dafka with water. Posam atchaber dafka pisha not to yadam shachris. You have to kadosh some kadosh and see his kapayim. They call take of the kedusha bracha mashma. The pasuk indicates that the two things should be before the other. The kedusha element, which means when we kadosh the hands, should be done immediately prior to the bracha. Okay, so chayim lechem. So they wash again. So this was, I told you, that scenario which we had. Let's say he doesn't have water available. Rambam says that he, assuming that he washed his hands all the way to the wrist, you can rely on that for Nesias Kapayim, which we're doing over here, the Rambam says, assuming that your hands,
who would lie?
The Kayan. So that scenario that I told you, the person had not washed his hands, but Rabbi Foyer asked him, he washes his hands before davening, and we'll have one more connection in a second. And he was davening, so he was being shomer yadav in that situation. So he was somebody to be davening on the Rambam. Now, this halacha, take a look at the Shaar Tzinuch of Dalet, that you rely on the tefillah of the morning, is who with the b'shachar is not to yadav out of perek. It's someone he washes his hands all the way up to the wrist. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Now, it was Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, we wash our hands only till the knuckles, not to the wrist. The answer is that the Kahanim don't do that. Kahanim wash their hands to the wrist, Yom Kippur as well. In the morning. The reason why they do that is because since if they would only wash till the knuckles in the morning, and then later on when they wash the duch, they wash all the way to the wrist, they would get involved in a shayla of a brocha of Al Natil Sadayim. Because it's a mechlokes, how far are you supposed to wash when you wash your hands? You're supposed to wash your hands all the way to the wrist, only to the knuckles. So according to the sheet, you have to wash it to the wrist. He really wouldn't mechayim until the dime in the morning. So you mean mechayim a bracha now. So in order to avoid that shayla, and say the bracha, so the kahanim are knowing that they wash their hands in Kippur morning till the wrist, This is when they wash it around. So the Kohen, you know, he had done that in the morning, just he hadn't he just forgot to wash right now.
Why wouldn't we have a similar shiloh when we wash at night after Yom Kippur? This time?
We don't make the bracha of Alat Yisadayim if not in the context of tefillah.
Right.
So, but in the situation over here where he's going for something which is a tefillah element, theoretically that should be questionable. Now the Bir Loch over here raises that this issue. If we want, like we just said over here, it should be takif, it should be immediate, the kedusha bracha. So how much of a time lapse can you have? So when's the best time to wash the Kohen to wash his hands? So the best time to wash his hands is right before Mitzvah. Usually what happens is the Kohen go out before him, right after after Kedusha, and they wash and they come back and they wait. I once saw a Kohen that Hitaka was makbid to wait till the last minute. He already arranged with the Levi beforehand. Like there was one Levi who didn't go out earlier, and he would go out with them, and he would wash right before Mitzvah. So the Berlach over here, you shouldn't have more than the time it takes to walk, which is not very long, between the washing and duchening. Now, that doesn't mean duchening means ritzei. You're supposed to wash it, samach ritzei, but chazen or yarek ritzei, he shouldn't be marich, he should go straight into the tefillah as quickly as possible. You shouldn't speak either. Quranim shouldn't speak at that point in time. He says the Al Yerabah's response is the fact that we wait longer, even though we have a rule that take of the Tila Bracha, which is a Gemara, and the more it says the Shira is Chafes Amos. We're being semach on the shita that the teal of the morning really is sufficient. So it comes out that which we're washing now is only chumrah according to the Yerabba. Because Mikra, if you're really doing it now, you really have to do it like right before Zay. Well, that's what come out interesting then according to the Yerabba.
Bracha means being given the berakas.
Oh, that we're learning to mean that over here.
Yeah.
There are other pshatim in the it's referring to benching. It's referring to it's referring to benching or referring to Bracha Rishana of Hamoitzi. Okay, out of Perek. So you have to wash till the wrist. Kakayan and Makadash Yadav Avoido. The Rama says that the Kohen is who was Makadash Yadav Avoido that he would wash the whole hand to the wrist. Okay, in Kosovo Kohen, there should have been in Davka and the Tila Mikli of Kach Gabra. He has to have a Kli, he has to be Kach Gabra. That the water cannot have changed color, etc. V'yal kapanim revius, my man has to be revius. So we're going to give it the halachas of matila. We have to give it all the halachas of matila. Okay.
Regarding the previous, in some cases, the logistic problem, the place where the kohen wash could be far from where they actually daven. When I was in Haifa, for example, we davened in the it was a school, it was a military school, and the shul was in one building, and we used to wash in the lunchroom, which was a good long walk away.
So that's what that Rabbi is saying. What we're doing is really being samachan. That what we're doing is a chumra, not ikar din. Okay. Well, let me
no, take mine. Being samech, that means that would eliminate the washing at all. Period. So
no, we're saying so. We're machmer. We're bringing machmer to wash, but it's okay. Levi yotzik mayim kashen levi yotzik bechor peter rechem. So if the levi is unavailable, so bechor washes the hands. Do gam can't kodesh ksas because he has element of kedusha as well. V'hevein gam bechor toiv shiyata lekayin beatzma mishiyitzak yatzik yisrael yodoy. It's better that the kayin should wash his own hands. Rather than having Yisrael wash for him. Even and So this poor Kohen HaMoritz is going to rely having to have his hands washed by Levi Talmud Chacham. Yes, Achmer, he should dafka be Machmer and have a Levi do it, not have somebody else do it. If there's a Levi Talmud Chacham and there's a Kohen Talmud Chacham, so obviously the Levi has no, should not be relieved from washing the hands of the Kohen Talmud Chacham, and once he's doing so, he will wash all of them. So that's the Kohen Psak that we allow the Kohen Talmud Chacham, the Kohen HaMoritz, to be washed his hands by the Levi Talmud Chacham. Okay, and we don't say
the Levi can be a katan. Who washes their hands? There's no adult there.
If there's no adult there, Levi can be a katan. And that's better than Yisrael. Okay, so the Shulchan says that the Levi should wash his hands beforehand. The Ramah says, well, no, we're not knowing that the Levi wash their hands beforehand. V'misichu da Levi'im daitom. Tavshi yudei mekadam, l'koshkein hecha da nogu begufan. If the Levi was Messiah Das, he should wash his hands again. Before he washes the hands of the Kohanim, and if he knows he was Noga Begufa, for sure he would do so. Yesh Makarmis, Shaminik, Shashovkin, Shemin, Shareach, B'mayim. They make the water of the used for the Birchas Kohanim, on top of the broch, etc. They make it smell nice. They put in some Shemin, which has a smell to it. You have a problem of Merlid Reich. So Chazal answered on Yom Tov to inject a smell into the case of the world was into a beggar, taking an essay, rubbing it on the beggar. So Chazal answered that. Being Merlid Reich, Rashi says it's diamond to, it parallels in some sense like a malacha that you're creating something new which wasn't there beforehand. So Chazal Asher, it's like a derbonadika type of a boina type of a concept. You're making something new. So Chazal Asher, they're applying the same thing into the water. So it'd be the same Isser. That's what they're arguing. Now there's no Isser Merlid Reich on a body. There's a person will be allowed to put perfume on their body, right? Because the Mora says that the nature of the body is that it doesn't really last, it dissipates, etc., because the body produces sweat, etc. But in a garment that lasts long enough, that's considered an issue. Comes on your Rabbah, Mechen Chacham Tzvi, B'Sim Tzadi Beis, Daitim L'Hokko, L'Shach Merlid Reich B'Zeb, Shkeim Shashem An Atzim Amur B'Maim. What you're doing is you're not making the water smell good. You're taking the shemen, which has a smell, and mixing it with water. So the shemen continues to have its smell, and it happens to be, now it has water around it. Okay. In the Sunan Be'er Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Vavli Yesh Lismach, Aleyam L'Hokko, Aleyam L'Hokko, Daftim Al-Recha, Ben Yibdei HaKahanim, you're putting the smell to the hands of the Kahanim. So that's a L'Hokko that... that there's no issur of being Merlid Reich onto the goof. Kushikot B'Shari Tshuva, like the Shari Tshuva points out. So the issue over here is, you put it in before Shabbos, the issue of Merlid Reich on or before Yom Tov, the issue of Merlid Reich on the water you've taken care of, and the hands is not a problem. Okay. Excuse me. Zion. In not the kain yodav b'shachris.
That contradicts. I think the sivkot and chavalef where it says shaloyim mishtan and hamayim mipriyosa. Because the water does not come with the smell.
So
shinu, you're changing it.
Shinu usually is referring to shinu mara. If it becomes it changes the.
Is it possible that some of that stuff that you're putting in it will change the color slightly of the water?
If it would, it might be a problem in a tsunami.
Is it maybe different shita?
I'm not sure that it's a problem. Even over there, the din of a shini mara by the tzitzit daim, the issue was more like the water as it sits, it changes color, you know, because it comes, you know, gets things develop in it.
Yeah.
But if you would put food coloring into water, pashas and halacha would not be problematic. It would not be considered a shini maris. It probably is any worse than that.
But if you put in a mikveh, you'd have a problem.
You put in a mikveh, you'd have a problem.
You would change the colors of it, you would definitely have a problem with that,
well,
wouldn't you?
That... Even my case of mikvah, could be made seva is not a problem.
Oh, I thought it was once it's a different color is an issue to me.
The cases of the Gemara were made peiris, and there is a discussion that could be made seva is not a problem.
No, oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember the details, but I'm not pulling it out right now.
Okay.
There's definitely it's not for sure though. But there's a problem either.
Okay.
I'm not saying you should do it with the chachila, but.
Yeah.
What?
Zion. But changing color by putting food coloring.
For May
mikvah. For Mayim from the Silsa Daim. In not the kind yoda, Bashakris. Ubirich al Matilas Daim. Shinimar is a problem in the mikvah. If a person washes hands, the kind washes hands, and he said al Matilas Daim in the morning, lo yasur the work, shinotu yoda, then sees kabayim. You don't make a bracha again. Okay, Zot Mishnah Berurah. Okay, interesting. Interesting Mishnah Berurah over here. Chav Dalet. Well, Yatzel Avorech. Why is that? Why don't we have he has a chiyuv to wash before this Maisa Mitzvah? So you should make a bracha while this is a dayim right now. Zot Mishnah Berurah. The linyan bracha simchinan al Rambam. The sirlei the yotza b'natil shachris. According to the Rambam, the natil you made in the morning was really the natil for now. And you can't say a bracha now. You have no chiyuv to wash your hands now, according to the Rambam. So it's the way to make a bracha. Calls a davka, im loy nogam amokam atunav, loy siyach daitu mipentayim. If a person was mesir das, or he touched a part of his body which was not clean, he has to, now he should have like another bracha. Okay. When he sees a day to bend time, the kol shkein kishenaga malka matunav. Tzarach lekuliyam alavorech at el natila. Okay, because the Magen Ram. So Magen Ram says that the halacha is the kohen would make the kohen would make the bracha because he went to the bathroom. He touched a part of his body which was normally etc. He has a chiyuv now to the till in the morning doesn't work anymore. He has a chiyuv to wash his hands now, and with a bracha. No, the Kol Gavli ain't Tzarech Lavorech al Natila Zu. We do not make a bracha in this situation. Now, the Magen Ram himself says that we don't. Ma'aseh HaMinhag is not like this. When he says this should be the halacha. Ma'aseh HaMinhag is not like that. He doesn't give a hezbo why. Because the Rabbi says no, that we don't do it. The Shem Lo Niskan Klal Bracha al Natila Zu. Chaynogu Shal Lavorech Veshum Gavli. The Ma'aseh HaMinhag is we don't. He says because it's not clear that the Chazal was talking a bracha. This, we don't have a Gemara which says expressly there was a bracha instituted for this mitzvah. But l'chein kol kohen yorei b'chorei yishmer d'yolam mishas netilos ha'shachris shal liga b'mokam ha'maluchloch shal yipol b'sveik bracha. So the best eitzah, he says, if possible, a person, a kohen who wants to be careful. Or it'll take, so we shemer yadam this week, we shemer on the Rambam, not get involved in a subit bracha.
What exactly is the Rambam saying? Is he saying, lechat chila, you should wash your hands, but if not, you yaitzim at the evet? Or is he saying you don't bechlal need the natilis yadayim?
Right, you don't need it. The Rambam says, in a case where a person had washed earlier, there's no need to wash.
So you, so they don't. He, so according to Rama, you don't need the levy washing your hands. If your hands were clean, you're good. You don't.
No, you don't need an atila. You need a atila for the morning.
No, I'm not talking about the morning. I'm talking about right before.
Right,
you're not right before. Let's say you, everyone could go up, and if you pass like the Rambam, you can let the levim do that thing with the other kohanim, and you can just sit if you knew you were washing your hands from
correct.
The beginning. That's
right.
His.
So that's the scenario which I gave
you. I guess
you.
He doesn't learn the pshat of Suy Dechem Kodesh, so he doesn't.
He does actually that phrase I think is from a Rambam.
So how does he learn it then?
Why? No, it's a Gemara, right? You just said that, you know, Chazal said the hands had to be washed, but, you know, the fact that you, you know, if you wash in the mornings, you wash in the mornings, so you washed your hands.
Oh, okay.
So it's a practical matter. If a Kohen walks in and they're just about to look in, should he just run up without washing? And
If he knows that his hands are, so that was the scenario which I gave you, that the he didn't have time. If he wouldn't went out to wash, he would not have been archer. You have to archer rag towards the duchen, towards towards the oran. The wash station was in the back, was the other direction. So he archer rag by the time he washed his hands, he went up archer rag of Ritze. So he said, if he knew that his hands were clean and he washed his hands properly in the morning, we untied his shoes for him, so he didn't have to get involved in touching, you know, the shoes, etc. He said, go up. That's what you have that scenario.
It's interesting that he didn't remember that he had to duch him, but he remembered that he kept his hands clean the whole time. Like,
you know, it
sounds a little bit like selective memory to me.
Well, during tefillah, I mean, you know, there is some level of an assumption you're keeping your hands clean because you're being oisik in tefillah. The Bir Halacha raises that question by the Haggadah. How do we wash the second time with the bracha? I mean, you wash your hands and then you set Haggadah.
Yeah, right.
So you're not supposed to touch a Mokum Tzunav. So how do you wash it with the bracha? So he says, then a person should bring himself to Vadi Natila by touching a Mokum, which would be Mechayev and Natila, because of that issue. So in a Chanami, that those type of situations, you would have that. Just talk about touching shoes. I think we discussed this.
Yeah, I think you did.
Back in Siman Dalet.
Some Paisik said that if you touch your shoes, you don't have to wash.
Right. So there's two issues on the teal. We had back in Siman Dalet, when you take off your shoes, you have to wash your hands. Now, what is that shoes midakwa leather or not leather? That's a Kabbalistic concept. It creates a tumor by taking it off, etc. The process of taking off the shoes. The question is that they're not taking off my shoes. It could be there's a pirush on the chayotim which you raised the question. It could be over there. You don't touch your shoes at all. The act of taking the shoes is an act which is b'chayav the tila mitzat kabbalah. It's nothing to do with the fact you touched it. There's a different concept that if you touch your shoes, shoes are considered that they have elements of being matunaf to them, and therefore you have to wash your hands off the keys. That assumption that the Chofetz Chaim said was when you lived in a world where animals were walking all over the place and the streets were always dirty.
The streets were mud.
Well, see, it doesn't. The Gabi's halacha is mud, doesn't count as dirt. But you know, things which are matunuf, which are mias, you know. But there is animal droppings all over the place. He says, but you live in a world where you walk on these type of streets, you know.
Yeah, especially nowadays.
Now there's no
geese
anymore.
You have to clean up after your dog.
Right.
You know, in the olden days, you didn't have to. You just
right. Saying and so you know, and we got rid of the geese, and also so like.
No, see, I'm thinking that back.
So the mice, the Chofetz Chaim said in that situation, there's no halacha of natila. So touching the shoes will not be mechayev natila mitzad that.
You don't have deer?
The geese are back.
Don't you have deer near your house?
They don't.
How does the geese? They
usually do it in the garden.
Kishemaskel sheikh tzibur ritzay. Kolkoyin shebesek neses nekar mi mekar malal asaduchim. When the sheikh tzibur starts to say, all of the kahanim have to be oikar mokim. They have to leave where they are to go up towards the duchim. Va'afim lo yagir shom ad sheyisayim sheikh tzibur ritzay. Even though they get there after the ritzay is finished, shapradami, that's fine. As long as they get there before the bracha. If a person did not start going towards the duchen by ritzay, so the chachamim said the loch is he doesn't go up anymore. That's it. This is a gemara, fine. Chafei kishamas the sheikh tzibur ritzay. How do the chachila yisoyer laker mitchilas sheikh tzibur ritzay? Sometime during the bracha is valid, preferably at the beginning of the bracha as well. As the chazan is davening, the version should be rotza in the avoda, which brachas kind of is a form of avoda. That's the time to start going out of the duchen. So once he starts to say, all of the kahanim have to Shenemar v'yisarun esyadov elohom v'yivorche v'chakach v'yirin ma'asos hakatos. So Chazal darshan ma'asos ha'beruch kadim shenistalak me'avoyda, that the Birchas Kahanim was done as an adjunct to avoyda. And it was before he left the and then he finished Ma'aseh HaChatos. So he's only finishing the process of the Chatos after the bracha. So before they finish the bracha of avoda, the kohanim are ready, starting the process of giving the bracha. Not actually giving the bracha yet, but they're actually starting the process. Even though he will not get there until the Shias Yimer finishes, would say. So the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah Lavdaf Chav Zayin. The feeling like Yim Shemach Yisayim Shias Yimer Berchas Moedim Gam Kein Less Than Bo. I don't care how long it takes him to get there. Kol Shalker Rag Lover would say. If I did the Reisha Nachad would say. So even though some would say, so he said he'll finish would say. But the main point is he started in the right proper time. Even if it gets there halfway through Moedim, or as long as he gets there before Berchas Kahanim, we're okay.
So how is this all working? I mean, assuming that it's not a problem of the tila being too far, so they should, he had to wash
beforehand.
Before
this way,
a little, but not too much before.
Right. And then this way, when it comes to Ritzay, they're ready to be a little duchen. So when they start Ritzay, they're ready to be a little duchen. But he have any more yoto not a yod of kader Ritzay. V'im yelach little yod of yisayim hashich tzibur birchus Ritzay. Salva became yaker Ritzay leilach l'mokam a duchen. So he should go up to the duchen, because even though he's not ready to be duchen like this. That's also called he was Arkibur Tse, Bidi Evan. They'll bring him water there to wash with. You know. Right? But and take a look at the chart scene. Like I mentioned to you, Avalo Yasla Bihipuch, the Hano Shielach Bechutz, Lito Yodam, Mitkila, or Hakach Yelach Laduchen, the Kira, Kelelach Lito Yodam, Lord Hashem Akira. So that's, you're going the wrong direction. You're not being Arkir Yodim to go to the Duchen, you're going somewhere else. So that's not called a valid Akira. So by the time he gets back, he wasn't Arkir Ritzay. So what he has to do is he has to go up with Ritzay, and he'll wash over there. Right?
That's assuming there's water there.
They're assuming they'll bring him a basin with the wash with. Assuming you have a basin available. Right? Okay.
Another thing that she'll need.
Well, hopefully we'll. Or something to remind the Kohanim to go out to wash. I only Ocher Raglav Ritzay, so that's he points out to the next Sif Katan. If he wasn't Ocher Raglav Ritzay, I feel him Ocher Raglav, Leil Litzad Chutz Lito Yodov, Mitzad in the Beter Sakan, and the Zelam Choshev Adayan Akira, Avshatila, he Hechel in his Kapayim, Debin and Akira, the Mekhaim Aduchen. You need to be Ocher going towards the Duchen, Mizahai Akira, so Litzad Chutz, and he was being Ocher to go out. So that's not a valid Akira, and therefore he would lose his din of being Akir by doing so. Vakena Minig, and that's why, because Hashem Sibur Megila would say, Lebo Adai and the Kohanim Lehechel, they haven't come back from the washing. Humantin Betviloso Ad Shivayu, he waits, he'll pause. They're not necessarily being oiker from the rechitza to the duchen. Fine. I mean, I've had that situation like in Yom Kippur. It's like the time they finish slichus and musaf, all of the slichus till they start with say, it's not so long. It's like one or two paragraphs. So you have a large amount of kohanim washing. I think remember the video back in yeshiva, not over here. Here we have a dearth of kohanim. Back in Tells, I think there was, you know, sometimes there was 30, 40 kohanim. Mm. So getting all those kohanim washed, even though they have four sinks, but you know it still takes time. So they every year, the chazan would pause by Ritzay until they give him a sign to go right there because then all the chazan were back at.
Every
Yom Kippur. Kosa poiskim shimoker raglam beisa lobo the beisa knesses. He left home to come to shul and motzach Ritzay. He walked in after Ritzay. Al bishavali beis shoker raglam beisa hoyu kadam Ritzay. I mean, he's clearly being oker raglam to go to the shul. L'choshev akir v'ena oylem. He didn't leave the house with the intention of going up to the duchen. So he can't plan to go to his seat. But he knows when he can time it, and he leaves the house to go up to the duchen. That's what his goal was. So that's valid. Here is my eldest little work. They disagree. You have to be responding to the Ritzay. So if he heard the Chazan say Ritzay, the windows are open, he lives nearby. Otherwise not. So if he didn't go up by Ritzay, Shul Lo Yavo. Even if the reason why he didn't go up is because of an Arnis, but Lamaise, he wasn't Oiker. Now, take a look over here at the Bir Halacha, Shuv Lo Yala. It starts over here, and it's a short Bir Halacha, and it continues like two pages later. Ein Bal Yeraba Shehevi B'Shem Chubas Maram Mins Shemistabek Bim Omer Loi Ale Im Tzarech Lavis. So, what's the problem? He wasn't Oiker Raglo, I would say. But the Maisa, they told him specifically to go up. So if they told him simply to go up, he's mechuyev to go up. If the chazan says kahanim, he's saying kahanim to the kahanim which are ready to duchen, ayid around the duchen. So it's not called, he's not heeding the call of the chazan because he can't. But if they told him individually to go up, now you have a problem. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to go up, and you have this din rabbanon. So did Chazal do that or not? That's his suffix. What's the shaila? I mean, we have a yesh karev yad chol nakar davar nitzar b'shev al tasa. Chazal can say don't do something. They can't say they can't be matter to do something, but they can say don't do something. They're telling him in this situation we don't want you to do it. Right? The child did Chazal go that? So they have the power to do that. The question: did they invoke that power over here? Is it the situation or not? Okay, let's hold it here.